Mama girl, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another episode from yours truly. If you do not know who I am, let me introduce myself. My name is Jamie, and I am your independent and teletravel travel agent, and this is my channel. Listen, it is dedicated to mama girls just like you, giving you tips, tricks, knickknacks, paddywhacks, give the dogs all their bones to help you take advantage, take every opportunity to make these memory-making moments with your families, with your travels, getting these authentic experiences that you and your family can share for years to come. And if you are not a mama girl, you don't want to go with your family, you want to go with your friends, honey, I got the tips for that. All the things, mama girl. So go ahead and grab your chips, grab your popcorn, grab your water, grab whatever you are snacking and drinking on, and come on in here and let's have another good conversation. Mama girl, this trip that I just went on with my family, it was a family reunion trip. We went to Detroit, Michigan. And listen, if you have not watched the video already, I gave you all the tea about that trip in my previous video. So go check it out. And if you are on my podcast, listening on my podcast, I encourage you to listen to the episode prior to this one so you can hear all the tea on what happened with my trip to Detroit. But anyway, going back to what I said, so there are four lessons that I learned from this trip that I want to share with you. Now, backstory, I told y'all, if y'all been following me, I told y'all 4 hours is my limit. 4 hours is my limit. And so to drive above and beyond 4 hours was not something that I was interested in doing, but I was going to conquer it to see if I could do it. As the time got closer, I realized that 10 hours was not the trip to try that in. I need to start with something less than 10 hours, something in the single digits, not the double. So thankfully, I did not have to drive that entire 10 hours, but I still learned 4 things that I know for me, myself personally, that I'm going to apply to any 10-hour trip or any trip that's going to be extensive time. So anything over 6 hours for me. Now, if you can do more, fabulous. But for me in my house, 6 hours is about my limit before I'm ready to get out the car. So here are four things that I have learned that I want to bring back to you. Thing number one is, if you have the ability to split the driving, honey, do it, because it is stressful. If you are not a driver, if you are not a truck driver, if you're not a professional driver always on the road on a regular, it can be stressful driving in different terrains, like the mountains or the valleys, you know, the hills. All of it can have elements of stress, especially if you're not used to driving those different terrains. Is that the word, terrains, that I'm looking for? I think it is, terrains. So if you have somebody that will help you in splitting the responsibility of getting y'all to your destination, do it. For me, I had that and I utilized it. Like I told y'all earlier in this video, I was fortunate enough for my parents to be like, you know what, just ride with us. So I rode with my daddy up to Detroit and I rode with my mom back from Detroit. So it was really nice to not have to drive the entire time and to have that support helping us get to where we needed to get to. So that's the one thing. If you have the opportunity to have somebody help you drive, utilize that opportunity and let somebody help you drive, okay? Tip number two that I have for you, honey, do not try to do all that trip up and back in one day. I'll tell you this, when it was on the way up, we had beautiful weather for the most part. Both times we had a little bit of storms coming back, but that was only in West Virginia, and then a little bit, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes worth of a storm when we got back to where I am in North Carolina. So, but said all that to say, going up, we went from North Carolina to Columbus, Ohio. And then the next day we went from Columbus, Ohio to Detroit. That was I enjoyed that 10 hours. That one, it didn't feel like 10 hours. It felt like 6 hours up and then 4 hours up. It did not feel like the 10 hours. And I enjoyed doing it like that versus trying to do the entire 10 hours coming back. That 10 hours coming back, I felt all of it. Even though I wasn't driving all of it, my body felt all of it. So if you are able to break your trip up a couple days, to split it in half and do 5 hours this day or 4 hours this day, 6 hours this day, do that versus trying to do the entire trip in one day, because it is, you feel it. You feel it. And the recovery day, for me, I had a recovery day where I was off Monday before I had to go back to work on Tuesday. And that recovery day, it went by so fast because I was asleep. I was asleep the majority of it, which is the purpose of it too. But, you know, it's also to prepare myself mentally, get my house in order from all the trip clothes, getting all those washed, put away, all those things. So it wasn't just for me to sleep. It was for me to prep my mental, prep my household, prep myself for the week ahead of me. But said all that to say, if you are able to break up your trip in more than one day, especially for extended periods, go ahead and do that. Okay? Okay. Tip number three, and this is for any trip, not just road trips, okay? And it's not just for on the road. It's for any trip, every situation. Make sure you are staying hydrated, okay? We had a cooler. My daddy, he's big on hydration now. I love this for him. We had a cooler full of water, both the 8 ounces and the 16 ounce waters, just so that we could stay hydrated. It helped. It really did, to make sure that we are enjoying our trip, because when you are dehydrated, you don't feel good. And when you don't feel good, you cannot enjoy all the things that you've been anticipating, all the things that you planned for. So yes, 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 stay hydrated. If you can, especially on a road trip, pack a cooler of water or Gatorade or whatever you drink to stay hydrated, right? Pack a cooler of it. That way you are not dehydrated and you can enjoy your trip. And the last tip I have for you, Mama Girl, I've said it over and over and over and over and over again, but it is still something that we need to repeat. That way we never forget it, is making sure you have everything that you need. Everything that you need, okay? So if you are a sleeper as a passenger princess, make sure you have your neck pillow so that when you wake up, you don't have crooks in your neck. Make sure you have a blanket so that if the driver feels like they need to have cold air, they can have the cold air. You can stay warm. Have your blanket, whatever's going to make you comfortable, okay? Make sure you have all your entertainment, your books, your charging cords, your phones, your tablets, your whatever you are using for your entertainment, okay? Make sure you have all of those things and all the charging things associated with them, should they be technology. Okay? That way you are having an enjoyable trip from the time you start, and not just while you're there, okay? From the time you start on the road up to the destination, at the destination, and coming back from the destination, okay? Listen, that's all I have for you. Four tips for you to help make sure your travel experiences, especially your road travels, are enjoyable, not only for you, but for your family, okay? Okay, thank you for joining me today. If you found this information helpful, I want you to share it with the people in your community, because we are not gatekeepers here. No, no, no. We share all the good things with our friends and families and loved ones so that everybody can have authentic travel opportunities like us. Now, listen. If you are saying, you know what, I want more information. I want to know what travel deals are going on. I want to be on the news. I want the newsletter, all the things. head on over to my website, www.preppandland.com. Again, that's www.preppandland.com. There you can sign up for the newsletter, you can get all the travel promotions going on, and you can even get an opportunity to reach out to me. And listen, I can help you plan these amazing, authentic vacations for you and your family. So go ahead, head over to my website. Again, it's www.preppandland.com. As always, mama girl, I want you to choose. Continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Until next time, mama girl. Peace.